Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy, and we're doing Second Date Update, our dating segment right now.
We try to help out people who, I hate to say get ghosted on, but if it's
I mean, that's what's happening.
I know, but I just, that word bothers me. But if you haven't heard from the person or they're being weird in text, we will try to call them to figure out what is going on.
Well, if people stopped doing it, we could stop using the word.
Okay.
Right? Anyways, good morning, Jeff. Are you there?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, dude.
Hi, Jeff. So we got your email about Simone. So tell us what happened. Where'd you guys meet, first of all?
So we met on Hinge a while ago. And we messaged for a little while, and she seemed cool, and the conversation seemed good. So I mustered up the courage, and I asked her if we could go get lunch. I didn't want to do, like, drinks or anything first, so I figured, let's go get, like, Mexican food or something.
Low-key.
Exactly. Like, a good first date. I thought it went really well. Our conversation seemed great, and, you know, we were having fun. I'm recently divorced, so I'm new to this whole thing, but, I mean... It seemed like we had a good time. We talked about, you know, our lives and our work, and I said that I like Jeopardy, and she also likes Jeopardy, so we had, you know, some fun conversations.
Sure.
And, yeah.
It went well. And then we left, and, you know, no, like, kiss or anything. Like I said, it was a lunch, like, it was, but we kind of went our separate ways, and I haven't heard from her since. I've sent texts, calls.
Oh, you called her, too.
It's a full ghost. I know you hate that word, Sandy, but we're back.
Because we're adults. Nobody actually talks like that. We just don't. Okay, so that sucks. You guys seem to have a good lunch, good chemistry. You've reached out. She has not gotten back to you. Sucks, too, when you have time to talk to them beforehand, like leading up to it. It sounds like you guys just really got along nicely. So we're going to give her a call next. I think you know how this works. Try not to say anything because we don't want her to know you're on the line. And we'll see what's up, okay?
Great, thank you.
Sure, no problem.
Get to it. Hang on. It's Second Date Update, Star 101.3. More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today, Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. We are in the middle of Second Date Update. Jeff has been holding. He was telling us about Simone.
So it looks like you guys met on Hinge. You had a nice, just chill lunch date, Mexican food, lot in common. I know, Jeff, you said you're newly divorced, so props to you for getting back out there again. That's always a hard and kind of a weird transition for a lot of people, but you know what? You took your chance, so I'm proud of you for that. I know you guys like Jeopardy and just a lot of laughing, you said, so I don't know why she's not picking up the phone, but we're going to try to call her right now and see what's up, okay?
Great, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, let me grab the number. Here we go.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Simone?
Yes, this is her.
Hi, Simone. This is Marcus and Sandy on Star 101.3.
Good morning, Simone.
Good morning.
How are
Hi
you?
Hi there. Do you know our show or our station at least?
I do. I've heard of your show, yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, we are just trying to help a friend out. We actually are trying to help out someone named Jeff. I guess he knows you, and he wrote to us about meeting you. Apparently, you guys went out. He's tried to reach out to you. He wants to see you again. So we're just trying to see, like, where you stand.
Okay.
Why don't you tell us how the date went from your perspective?
Yeah. It was okay. I feel like we had a good amount in common and that sort of thing. And the food was good. You know, we had a good time. The food was good. Conversation was good. It's just what got me was toward the end of our date, I got these vibes that he was a little too cheap. For lack of a better word,
what do you mean by
what
that?
What happened?
So we got like an appetizer, got chips and guac, and then we each got our meals, obviously, and we were leaving, and he asked if it was okay if he took what was left of the chips and guac, which I was like, yeah, that's fine. And I didn't finish my meal, and then he asked if I would mind if he took my other, like the rest of my enchiladas home, like if he took my meal leftovers home. And I don't know, I just thought that was weird.
Okay. I got to interrupt you really quick. He's actually on the phone with us right now.
Hey, Jeff, what if the lady wanted to take her own enchilada home?
I mean, she's going to leave it, and I don't know. I don't like to be wasteful. I know that they throw these things away. I've worked in a restaurant, so I'm like, you know, why waste all this food? I don't think it was cheap. I mean, I paid for everything. It's not like, what's wrong with me wanting to take the food home that we bought?
Was that really it, Simone? That's bothered you that much?
Yeah, he's got a point.
Yes, there was a little more. As we were walking out to the car, he grabbed a bunch of napkins for the car, and he took the sugars and stuff off the table. And that, I was just sort of like, that's a lot. And then I try to make fun of him because I get it. Sure, you do you. And he showed me in his car, he opened the glove compartment and there's a whole collection of napkins and condiments. And I don't know, it turned me off. I was like, this is a little much.
I was on Team Jeff till he took the sugars.
Yeah.
And now you're basically my grandma.
Why do you take all this stuff?
Well, listen, the sugars, I was low on sugar, I will say, at home, which, okay, whatever. That's maybe I shouldn't have gone that far, but who doesn't have napkins in their car? I always like to keep them stocked up. So it's like,
you had a lot of napkins. You have to admit, Jeff, you have a lot of napkins in your car.
So, Simone, my man he's a prepper and he's frugal. Is this a deal breaker? Jeff, maybe you do your hoarding on your own time.
I mean, I didn't think that this was grounds for ghosting. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I felt, like I said, I thought the date went well. But if that's the deal breaker, then, you know.
Simone?
Simone, is it going to be a no for you?
I think it's going to be a no for me. It was just it turned me off just too much, unfortunately.
Okay, little bit of a kleptomaniac. That's not going to work. That is Second Date Update weekdays on Star 101.3. We also have them on a whole podcast. Just search out Marcus and Sandy, Second Date Update.
Marcus and Sandy
on Star 101.3.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.